and welcome to the Manological Podcast, returning for our 12th series, and we are thrilled to be back to bring you all the wonderful content that the children in the Our Voice Podcast Club want to share with you. So let's meet them. Here are the children you'll be hearing from this term.
Hi, my name's Ahana.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Ava.
Hi, I'm Sienna.
And we're in Year 4.
Hi, my name is Anissa.
Hi, my name is Idris.
Hi, my name is Iman.
Hi, my name is Ava.
And we're in Year 4.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hi, I'm Louie.
And we're in Year 5.
Hi, I'm Layla.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, I'm Otto.
And we're in Year 6.
Great to have them all on board, and here's what they've got coming up for you on this episode. We hear about school lunches, and we have features on car brands, fruits, current events, books, YouTube videos, Wicked 2, and a song quiz. Plus, our teacher interview is with Year 1 teacher, Mrs. Roberts. We kick things off with Ahana and Alexa from Year 4 to tell us about a survey they did about school lunches.
Hi, my name is Alexa, and I am here with Ahana. And today we are going to talk to you about 10 people's favourite school lunch.
Number one is Miss Payne. Miss Payne's favourite school dessert is apple crumble with custard.
Number two, Miss Zetton's favourite school lunch is the white fish with capers.
Number three, Sienna and 4J's favourite school lunch is beef bolognese.
Number four, Miss Shepherd's favourite school lunch is chicken katsu.
Number five, Ava and 4C's favourite school lunch is vegetarian bolognese.
Number six, Rian and 1RI's favourite school lunch is fish fingers.
Number seven, Reese in RMA's favourite school lunch is macaroni.
Number eight, Ava and 4K's favourite school lunch is pizza.
Number nine, my favourite school lunch is vegan vegetarian bolognese.
And my favourite school lunch is beef bolognese.
Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe
and tell your friends.
Bye.
Next we have Iman and Ava from Year 4 with some facts about the smash hit film Wicked 2.
Hello, my name is Iman.
And my name is Ava.
And we're in Year 4.
Today, we will be talking about Wicked 2 facts and interests.
Also, to make things clear, we are big fans.
Number one, the Munchkin Land in Wicked is bursting with colour because the set designers used over 9,000 tulips to create the real magical look.
Number two, Prince Fiona and Elphaba were in love when the Emerald City guards came for Fiero, he pretended to die, but he was actually turned into a scarecrow by Elphaba because scarecrows never die.
Number three, Elphaba's sister, Nessa Rose, is the Wicked Witch of the East. We found this out in her song, The Wicked Witch of the East.
Number four, Wicked was the first film made at Sky Studios in Elstree, which is only 10 minutes from Manor Lodge. They made real sets for locations like the Yellow Brick Road and Munchkin Land. The other studio sets were filmed at Leavesden Studios in Watford, which is where the Harry Potter movies were filmed.
Number five. Did you know that the Cowardly Lion that travels with Dorothy is the older version of the cub that Fiero and Elphaba saved in the first movie, and the Tin Man is Buck, Nessa's servant?
Six. Unusually, the two Wicked movies were recorded at the same time, but released 1 year apart. The reason for this was to watch Elphaba and Glinda grow in their characters from being young students to powerful witches.
Number seven. The dress Glinda wears in her bubble took more than 200 hours to make. Now that is amazing. Imagine!
Number eight. In a flashback to Glinda's life as a teenager, we see Glinda's mother, who is played by Alice Fern. She has a history with the movie as she played Elphaba in the West End production of Wicked from 2017 to 2019.
Number nine, Cynthia Erivo will fake ears throughout the entire movie while playing Elphaba. Her ears are normally covered in earrings, so instead of taking them out, she wore fitted coverings to hide everything completely.
Number 10. Ariana Grande has been a huge fan of the Wicked movie long before she played Glinda in the latest films. She actually released a version of Popular when she started her solo singing career in 2012, but it only reached up to 87 in the US music charts. But the Wicked soundtrack reached number 2 with the movie released in 2024.
Thank you
for listening.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Goodbye.
Layla from Year 6 alongside Idris from Year 4 are here next to talk about rating books.
Hello. Today we are going to rate some of our favourite books. My name is Layla and I'm in Year 6.
And my name is Idris and I'm in Year 4.
I'm going to rate books for Year 5 to 6.
I'm going to rate books for Year 3 to 4.
We hope you enjoy it.
My favourite book for Year 3s are Ted and His Time Travelling Toilet Series, a very funny book series with a twist of humour and history collabing. Next Thing, one of David Walliams' amazing books, full of adventure and comedy, and one of my favourites. The girl is very bossy but can't pronounce her T's and H's, and her parents don't understand, so they get her a thing. And every time you feed the thing, it gets bigger and bigger. The Last Bear, a book about a girl and a polar bear bonding and surviving in the wild of Antarctica. My favourite books for Year 4s to read are Tom Palmer books. Tom Palmer does a book about war and history. He creates very gripping books with interesting ways of writing them. Peanut Jones, a girl who found a magic pencil. Whatever you draw will come to life. Throughout the books, she is on a mission to find her father. And finally, Wanda, my favourite, about a boy called August who has facial deformity but battles through life in the most amazing way possible.
My turn. Number 1 for Year 5, No Ballet Shoes in Syria, a heartwarming book about a ballet dancer from the Civil War in Syria. Number 2 for Year 5, Lottie Brooks, a very funny book about a girl's tween/teen life. Number 3 for Year 5, Maria's Island, a book about a girl in Greece and surviving a disease, leprosy. Number 1 for Year 6, Safia's War, a book about a Muslim girl helping her community and protecting the Jewish people from the Nazis in France. Number 2 for Year 6, Skellig, a book which is about a boy who has a younger sister who is very unwell and is moving to a new house full of mysteries and saving an old man who is ill. Number 3 for Year 6, Murder Most Unladylike series. This series you can read in Year 5, but I read it in Year 6. A book with a little bit of old English language full of mystery and crime. Thank you for listening. All of the Year 3 to 4 books you can find in the purple and red if you're from Manor Lodge.
And all of the Year 5 to 6 books you'll be able to find in the pink and Year 6 blue.
We hope you enjoyed our part of the podcast.
For all of you outside of Manor Lodge, you can find them in the bookshop or your local library.
Bye.
Now Anissa in Year 4 is here to tell us about the 5 most popular fruits.
Hi, my name is Anissa, and today I'm going to talk about the 5 most popular fruits around the world. The first one is tomatoes. Believe it or not, tomatoes aren't always red. They can be yellow, pink, purple, black, and even white. Found at Walt Disney World Resort, Florida, USA, the largest single tomato plant in the world covers an area of 56.73 meters square. That's bigger than an Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's thought the tomatoes originally came from Peru. The largest ever tomato on record was picked in Oklahoma, USA in 1986. It weighed over 3.5 kilograms. In Ohio, USA, they love tomatoes so much that tomato juice is the official state drink. There are around 10,000 varieties of tomatoes worldwide. Tomato seedlings have been grown in space before. Bet you didn't know that. The second one is bananas. Banana is a popular fruit many of us enjoy daily, whether for breakfast, lunch, or just a snack. It has great versatility and complementary flavour, used in many different cuisines and dishes, from curry to ice cream. The banana fruit got its name after being sold wrapped in aluminum foil for 10 cents at the 1876 Philadelphia World's Fair. On April 24, 2016, a man from the UK, Andrew Lawrence, ran 2 hours 47 minutes and 41 seconds in a banana costume during the London Marathon to secure the fastest time to run a marathon whilst wearing a fruit costume. Wow, that's impressive. The third one is watermelons. Did you know that watermelons are technically berries? It's true. Despite their size, watermelons belong to the botanical family of berries, alongside cucumbers and pumpkins. Watermelons have a rich history dating back over 5,000 years to Africa. Ever wondered just how heavy a watermelon can get? The record for the heaviest watermelon ever stand at an astonishing 350.5 pounds, which is 159 kilograms. Not only are watermelons delicious, but they're also packed with essential nutrients. They're an excellent source of vitamins A and C. The fourth one is apples. Apple trees take 4 to 5 years to produce their first fruit. A standard size apple tree starts bearing fruit 8 to 10 years after it's planted. A dwarf tree starts bearing fruit in 3 to 5 years. Apples will ripen 6 to 10 times faster at room temperature than if they were refrigerated. It takes about 36 apples to create 1 gallon of apple cider. There are more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the United States, and they all come in all shades of red, green, and yellow. The science of an apple growing is called pomology. 25% of an apple volume is air, which is why they float. The fifth one is grapes. Spanish explorers introduced grapes to America about 300 years ago. And yes, grapes are a kind of berry. They have a leathery covering and a fleshy inside, similar to blueberries. There are more than 8,000 grape varieties from about 60 species. The main types are American and European. 1 cup of grapes with about 100 calories provides more than a quarter of the daily recommended values of vitamins K and C. Raisins are dried, sweet grapes. The drying happens naturally when the grapes are left in the sunlight. It takes about 2.5 pounds of grapes to make 1 bottle of wine. Grapes come in many colours, including green, red, black, yellow, pink, and purple. White grapes are actually green. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Over to Bobby and Ethan from Year 5 next with their top 5 car brands.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
And today, we're going to be talking to you about our favourite
car brands.
Our first car brand is Bentley. Bentley Motors Limited is a British designer, manufacturer and marketer of luxury cars and SUVs. Headquartered in Crewe, England, the company was founded by W.O. Bentley in 1990 in Cricklewood, North London, and became widely known for winning the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1924, 1927, 1928, 1929, 1930 and 2003. That's a lot of times to win. Bentley has been a subsidiary of the Volkswagen Group since 1998 and consolidated under VW's premium brand arm Audi since 2022. Prominent models extend from the historic sports racing Bentley 4.5 litre and Bentley Speed 6, the more recent Bentley S-Type Continental, Bentley Turbo R and Bentley Arnage, to its current model line including the Flying Spur, Continental GT and Bentayga, which are marketed worldwide with China as its largest market as of November 2012.
Hi, our second car brand is BMW.
In 2023, BMW became the world's ninth largest producer of motor vehicles with 2,555,341 vehicles made in that 1 year alone. That's a lot of cars. As well as the sixth largest automaker by revenue, in 2023 it was ranked the 46th in the world. The company also has a significant motorsport history, especially in touring cars, sports cars and the Isle of Man TT. BMW initially focused on aircraft engine production during World War I, a legacy that influenced by the company's engineering emphasis on performance and precision. Following post-war restrictions on aircraft manufacturing, BMW diversified into motorcycle production in the 1920s and later entered the automobile market, establishing itself as a major player in the automotive industry.
Now I'm going to talk about Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce Motor Cars Limited is a British luxury automobile maker that has operated as a wholly owned subsidiary of BMW AG since 2003. As the exclusive manufacturer of Rolls-Royce branded motor cars, the company's administrative and production headquarters are located at the 42-acre Goodwood plant close to Goodwood's estate in West Sussex, England, United Kingdom. From 1906 to 2003, motor cars were manufactured and marketed under the Rolls-Royce brand by Rolls-Royce Limited and Rolls-Royce Motors. The Rolls-Royce Motor Cars subsidiary of BMW AG has no direct relationship to Rolls-Royce branded vehicles produced before 2003, other than having supplied components and engines.
The Land Rover Range Rover, generally shortened to Range Rover, is a 4WD luxury mid to full size crossover mark and sub brand of Jaguar Land Rover. Owned by India based Tata Motors, the Range Rover line was launched in 1970 by British Leyland, and since 2022, it is in its fifth generation. Additional models have been launched under the Range Rover name, including the Range Rover Sport, Range Rover Evoque, and Range Rover Velar.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bobby and Ethan out.
Louis from Year 5 is here next to talk through the top 10 most viewed YouTube videos.
Hello, my name is Louis, and I'm about to show you the top 10 most viewed YouTube videos in the entire world. YouTube is the popular social media platform that loads of people listen to for videos, and some people even make videos. Number 10, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson, Feat, Bruno Mars. Around 5.7 billion views. This is Bruno Mars's most viewed song, which is made as a music video. Number 9, Gangnam Styled. PSY, around 5.8 billion views. You have 100% heard this song before by popular PSY. Number 8, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, around 6.6 billion views. Made by popular Ed Sheeran. Number 7. Phonic song with two words. Choo Choo TV. Around 6.8 billion views. This Phonic song was made as a kids channel. It was made by kids channel Choo Choo TV as a nursery rhyme. Number 6. See You Again. Wiz Khalifa, FT, Charlie Puth. Around 6.8 billion views. The second most viewed music video made by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. Number 5. Johnny Yes Papa, Lulu Kids, 7.1 billion views. Made as a kids song, This is made by Lulu Kids for a popular nursery rhyme. Number 4. Bath Song. Cocomelon Nursery Rhymes. 7.22 billion views. This song is made by the very popular kids channel, Cocomelon, as a nursery rhyme. Number 3. Wheels on the Bus. Also by Cocomelon Nursery Rhymes. 7.93 billion views. This is a song you have probably seen before when you were younger. Number 2. Despacito. Luis Fonsi feat. Daddy Yankee feat. Justin Bieber. 8.81 billion views. That's more than the entire world's population. The most popular music video made by all-stars Justin Bieber, Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. And finally, number 1. Baby Shark Dance by Ping Fong Kids and Songs and Stories. 16.22 billion views. This video has so many views that it has double the entire world's population in views, made by Ping Fong. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. And remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Now, Otto in Year 5 is here to tell us about some current events.
Hello, my name is Otto, and today I will be talking about current events. TikTok has closed a deal with the USA. The deal comes after a years-long tussle between Washington and Beijing that began in Donald Trump's first term in the White House, when he tried unsuccessfully to ban the app over national security concerns. The platform would have been banned in January 2025 if its Chinese owner, ByteDance, failed to sell its US operations to American investors. But Donald Trump has repeatedly postponed the enforcement legislations to stop the app. TikTok has now closed a deal that will allow the hugely popular short video app to continue operating in the USA. Secondly, Donald Trump in Greenland. European countries sent a squadron of 20 soldiers over to Greenland, causing Donald Trump to make tariff threats. Macron has called these tariff threats unacceptable, and Donald Trump has said no going back, even when he's now said he will. And the US Treasury Secretary Scott Bennett has reiterated his concern to European countries not to retaliate. And with the fallout, the US stock markets have gone down after Donald Trump's tariff threats. So thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Before our teacher interview and musical outro, we have Ava from Year 4 with a song quiz she worked on with Sienna.
Hello, my name is Ava. Today I am going to give you a song quiz. You have to guess the song. Don't worry, it's just for fun. Number 1. The answer is The Fate of Ophelia. Number 2. Baby, you under the lights, diamonds under my eyes. The answer was Dance the Night Away by Dua Lipa. Number 3. Come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini, I come and I go. It was Houdini by Dua Lipa. Number 4. I feel the love I see when you do.
was Honey Honey by ABBA. Number 5. It was Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. Number 6. It was Like a Party by Emmy. Number 7. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? It was Firework by Katy Perry. Number 8. This was Call Me Maybe, number 9. If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm. It was Levitating by Dua Lipa. Number 10, our final song. It was Roar by Katy Perry. Thank you very much for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Now joining us for our teacher interview is Year 1 teacher Mrs. Roberts, with Ava and Sienna putting the questions to her.
Hello, Mrs. Roberts. My name is Ava.
And I'm Sienna.
Thank you so much for letting us interview you.
What do you enjoy most about teaching?
I like to see that children get what I'm teaching and get excited about it and want to learn more, and they bring in things from home and because they've been so excited about what they've learnt.
Okay. What is your favourite subject to teach?
Maths.
Okay.
Did you do any other jobs before being a teacher?
I did. I used to, long, long time ago, I used to sell stationery.
Oh.
To companies, like pens and pencils and things.
How many years have you taught for?
Altogether?
Yeah.
Altogether, 25 years.
Wow.
How many schools have you taught?
I've actually only taught in 2 schools.
What are the names of your 2 schools that you've taught?
Well, obviously this school.
Oh, yeah.
And the other school I taught at was a school called Merry Hill, which is in Bushy.
Okay. What do you like doing in your free time?
I don't have a lot of free time because I do netball all the time, at least 3 times a week and all weekend.
Is there anything you can tell us that you think most people don't know about you?
I'm actually quite a shy person when I don't know people, and people assume that I'm not, but I am actually a very shy person.
Thank you for answering our questions.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, girls. Thank you, Mrs. Roberts. And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back every couple of weeks or so, so please do hit that subscribe button and spread the word across the Manor Lodge community. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece created on GarageBand by Sophie. And now to close the show, here is Ava playing a piano piece called Winter.
Remember to rate,